This is a series where I rewatch episodes of Scam and then break them down scene by scene and just talk about everything that I hate or love. So for today's podcast, I'm going to be talking about Scam France, episode 6 and 7. So yeah, let's just get into it. Okay, so recap of the last episode, episode 6. So, I mean 5. Yeah, 5. Okay, so Jan and Emma are fighting again, but they get back together again. And then Daphne is sad about Charles, and then Emma made up with Alex, Penetrator Alex. So yeah, that's all. We're caught up now. Okay, so this episode starts off with Luca, Emma, and Jan at the skate park. Emma is just talking to Luca about everything going on between her and Jan. She says that things are better between them, and Luca gets this look on his face. He's like, shit. Like, you can tell how disappointed he is. Like, Emma does say that something happened. Like, something bad. She did something bad, right? And Luca gets this little twinkle in his eye. He's happy now. Everything is just written on his face. It wasn't like that in OG. And, you know, it's obvious how Luca feels about Jan and Emma's relationship, about Jan. So Emma tells him that she kissed boy Alex, and Luca, he tells her not to tell Jan. So Luca just says that it's not a big deal. It's like, oh, you just kissed. It's not a big deal. It's fine. You can totally just lie to Jan about that. I don't like this behavior, but whatever. You know, an actual friend would tell you to come clean. Because, like, the guilt of what you did will just eat you up, you know? Okay, next scene. Annan sees Daphne being odd with her food. And obviously, in OG, it made sense as to why Nora notices how Will is acting, right? It's obvious. But then it's just different in this remake, so it just doesn't make much sense. I guess you can just say Annan's very, observative or something? Whatever, but whatever. I don't know, okay? Like, the whole point of their relationship was because they understood each other. I feel like most of the remakes really missed the point of their friendship and their bond. Emma learns from Daphne that boy Alex, kissed another girl that night. And then Manon, she's just fed up with Daphne talking about Charles and all that. She's like, bitch, can you, couldn't it, because, you know, and then she shows all the girls who Charles has hooked up with. It's quite disgusting. Then Manon says, like, he doesn't deserve her, which is very true. Charles is an asshole. Emma sees Jan and then attacks him with her lips. Yeah, because, you know, she's feeling guilty about what happened with boy Alex, Penetrator. And then there's Alexia checking out Luca. And I was thinking while watching this that they could have made Alexia and Luca a thing, right? Instead of Luca and, instead of Isaac and Sarah, like from OG, they could have made them a couple instead of those two. I don't know, I think it would have made more sense in this remake. But whatever. Next scene. Okay, so Daphne is saying that she's going to talk to Charles. She's gonna tell his ass off. She's gonna return the jersey. And as you probably already know, it does not go well. Yeah, Charles just embarrasses her. Just smashes away the little pride she has left, which is just hard to watch. And then Manon's there and she tells him off. The girls are in the cafeteria in this scene, and I feel like I should mention this because I think this is like a reference to OG Scam. I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong. I hope it is, because, okay, so Alexia is talking to the girls about this hit Norwegian TV show. That can't be a coincidence, right? Okay, maybe not. Daphne is telling Emma that Alex's girlfriend found out about him kissing another girl, and yeah, so the whole confusion and all that. She thinks, Camille thinks it's Emma and all that. Anyways, okay. The next scene is probably the best scene in this entire season. I love this sequence. The fight, right? Like, I don't condone fighting in any way. Like, fighting sucks. Don't be violent. But, like, this is just beautiful. The way it's filmed is just gorgeous. I don't know, it got me excited, I'm not gonna lie. I got pretty excited while watching this scene. So Camille just comes out of nowhere and just straight up slaps Emma across the table. That bitch flew, I swear to God, across the table. She slapped the French out of her. And in OG, you know, what's her face? Whatever her name was in OG, she did a close-handed punch, like with the side of her hand, which wasn't very satisfying. I didn't like it. It didn't look right. But this, it was a slap. And it just felt real. And it was so good. The music was just amazing. The music made the slow motion look a lot better. Because I remember saying in my other podcast that I did not like how they were using the slow motion thing. Because they were trying too hard to be OG Scam. But in this, it actually works. Because the music they use, instead of the poppy music they use in OG, right? So it worked. with this music. It's like, I think classical music, and it's so good. I love this scene. It was very heated. I enjoyed it. I don't think I hate any of the remakes that do this fight scene. Like, they all do it very differently, I think. Do they? Well, I mean, they're different remakes, so some things are different. But in this one, it's just, I don't know, it was pretty heated. All the girls were just behind Emma. Like, it was good. It felt good, okay? It was a moment that I enjoyed. Okay, moving on. God knows about all of this. He's not talking to Emma. He's not answering her calls. And, you know, Emma's just being slut-shamed on Facebook and all that. It's just really bad. And, you know, some girl just comes out of nowhere to tell Emma that she sucks, okay? And then Manon, this bitch Manon, is ready to fight. But then Ingrid's there, and she's like, oh yeah, Emma's just gonna ruin your life, like she ruined mine. And the girls are like, wait, what? Were you friends with Ingrid? What is she talking about? Emma's like, nah, she's just crazy, like, don't believe her. Okay, next scene. Okay, so Emma is talking to Luca about Jan. Luca. This was all Luca's fault. Okay, I mean, but I mean, if it didn't happen, though, Emma and Jan wouldn't have broken up, because that's what they needed to do in the first place. Ava and Jonas, I feel like, I don't know, he did a good thing, but he didn't have the best, like, his intentions were shit. Like, he did it to, you know, just break them up, because he didn't like them together, right? Not because they were bad together. And you shouldn't try to break up someone, regardless. Like, just, like, let nature take its course, or whatever. Okay. Manon is trying to make Emma feel better, this scene from OG, but she doesn't even sing Justin Bieber, though. She doesn't sing Baby. It doesn't go that way. And I'm disappointed. I was sad. I wanted to hear some Baby from Manon, but it didn't happen. It's fine. It's fine. I'm sad, but it's fine. But then Charles is there, and, you know, he's recovered from when Manon obliterated his ass. He asks Manon if she wants to come over to do homework. He's basically hitting on her. And, you know, Manon, she's not like other girls, so he's instantly attracted to her. And then Emma and Manon get a text from Daphne about an urgent meeting, and that takes us to the next scene. Okay, so Daphne wants Emma out of the crew because of her slutty tendencies or whatever. So Manon is angry at Daphne for all this behavior. Like, we're friends, Daphne, why are you doing this to me? But Daphne spills Emma's life story. The reveal about Ingrid and Emma is just, it was really meh. It was underwhelming for me. They didn't do the video-like flashbacks like Callie did in OG. So it was like, ugh, it was just Daphne telling them, and I had to read it. It was better when you, it's better when you see it. Oh, I didn't like it, I don't know. Yeah, I wasn't a fan of that whole reveal. It was anticlimactic. Okay, and then, I don't know, this is what I meant when I said that this remake expects you to already have watched OG Siam. The reveal is just poo. And Daphne is just calling Emma names. So I'm really mad about that. Like I said, every time. I have to watch this season like 5 more times. And I'm gonna be like, ugh, Daphne, ugh. Okay, and then Manon is just so mad when Daphne decides to insult Manon. So Iman. Daphne insults Iman. So Manon just leaves. She's like, I'm done with this bitch. I'm gone. And Iman tells Daphne the reason she threw the drinks in Ingrid's face, because Ingrid was just being mean to her. She was taking up for a bitch, right? And this conversation is so much more heated than OG's Gam acting in this scene. It's just so good. It's really good. I gotta acknowledge that. I feel like it's because the actors are a lot older than the ones were in OG, because the actors in OG were like actual teenagers. And I think these guys are like in their early 20s or something. So it's a lot stronger, the acting. Like, it's just like, you know, acting is good when it's just, you know, you feel uncomfortable while watching it, and you just feel like you're in the corner of the room, like where they are, and just sitting there having lunch, and they're in there having a meeting and slut shaming their friend, and you're just like, wow, should I leave? And then Manon's just like, oh my god, Daphne, you're such a piece of shit. And then you're just like, wow, should I take out my phone and record this? It's just really good. Okay, let's move on. Okay, so Emma goes to talk to Jan about everything. And you can tell that Emma was crying because her makeup is running. Does mascara actually do that? When you cry, does it actually run down your face? So Giannis is mad. Understandably, he's mad at Emma for cheating. Okay, well, isn't that the pot calling the kettle black? Mr. I'm gonna cheat on my girlfriend with her best friend. Sir? So Emma's like, oh my god, Jan, I love you. I'm so sorry. I love you so much. You just, you're everything to me. You're like my heart and romantic shit like that. But you know, she says they're, Jan says they were perfect before. Really? I mean, perfect relationships don't start off as cheating scandals, do they? Do they, Jan and Emma? Yemma? I don't think that's how perfect relationships are started. So Jan is like blaming Emma's friends for encouraging her behavior. He's like, oh, you can't stick up for yourself. You can't make your own decisions. And you're just imitating them and whatever. You don't have your own opinions. I mean, yeah, Emma's whole thing is like, I don't have my own mind or whatever. I need to find myself. So Jan, he's like, he doesn't know who she is. And Emma's like, neither do I. Okay, so fellas, remember when I praised this show for the editing and the music and all that? Well, yeah, I'm taking that back for just a second, though. For just half a second, I'm taking that back. So there's this part at the end of the episode where Jan throws his skateboard in anger, and there is, it's like 10 cuts of the skateboard just falling. That gave me a good laugh, though, I'm not gonna lie. But no, but it's so bad. It's, oh my god, I can't. Go back and watch that scene if you want to know what I'm talking about, right? But he just throws the skateboard, right? And it takes 10 seconds for it to stop bouncing on the floor, and it just rolls away. It's like, that was like 20 cuts in 1 second, if that makes any sense. It was disgusting. It was an atrocity. It was a monstrosity. It was not it. Scam friends. I don't know. I didn't enjoy that. I watch a lot of television and it's good editing. I know what it looks like, right? I know what bad editing looks like. It's just the cuts. I hate cuts so much. I hate unnecessary cuts. They were trying too hard to be dramatic and it just looked very stupid. But this episode was still good. It was still really good. Let's go on to episode 7 now. And it starts off with Emma. She's just being bullied online and in school. And Emma goes to the bathroom and she hears other girls talking about her. And then Daphne's there. She sees Daphne and she hears her throwing up. Emma and Daphne are not really friends because of what happened like last episode. And Daphne says everyone hates her. And Emma says no one hates her. Like the girls in the crew don't hate her. But you know, I realize that Daphne never apologizes to Emma for what she said to her. I mean, later in the episode, they do say Daphne just wasn't herself or something, but you still gotta apologize, right? You still gotta say, I'm sorry. She did not. Not even OG. But whatever. Daphne says she's back with Ingrid, though. Ugh, sigh. Why? Okay. Next scene. So Emma is trying to get a hold of Manon, and everyone is just staring at her. Emma's life, she feels, is basically over. It's like falling apart around her. This episode is so sad. There's a lot of the scenes of Emma just being sad and crying. They didn't really add an OG. She's just being like bullied by the other girls in OG. And he was like, yeah, but we have this scene with Emma just sitting alone. She's crying. I felt that. I really did. But next scene. So Manon finally calls Emma back. And Emma tells her how messed up things are at school. And then, ladies and gentlemen, we have arrived at the scene that just made me go crazy in my podcast for season one. Okay, so it's the period note, all right? The very dramatic, in this one, it's very dramatic, period note. I still wonder how they do that. Like, I wonder who even thought about that. Like, which writer thought of this little plot, this plot line? Who thought of this? Who was like, hey, how about we, how about there's going to be a letter on Emma's locker and it's going to be written, right? It's going to be written in period blood. I know. Calm down. I know, guys. I know. It's good stuff. Stop. An Emmy? No. Maybe. Right? I can't imagine this happening in real life. I mean, maybe. People are really crazy, especially high schoolers. A whole lot of ideas, a whole lot of imagination. Like, who volunteered for that? Like, which girl was like, yeah, I'll do it. Yeah, it's the time. So heavy flow. So I got it. Right. I'll meet you guys in the stall. Okay. Yeah. All right. You bring the paper. Yeah. And I'll bring my blood. But yeah, this scene ends off very dramatically. So Emma reads the note. She's like, oh my God, period blood. What the hell? Disgusting. And she drops it. It falls to her feet in slow motion, and the sad music plays. So much sad music in this episode. In OG Scam, it was kind of structured differently. In this, right? Because the whole period thing happened first before Emma or Ava had her conversation with Daphne in the washroom, right? Because she went to the washroom to wash her hands because of that nasty ass letter. it's kind of structured differently in this one, and it's fine. It works fine, I guess. Okay, next scene, fellas. Everyone hates Emma, so she decides to switch schools. And that's the end of that scene. There's a lot of short scenes of Emma just being sad. Okay, so Emma makes dinner for her mom. She is just trying to butter her mom up so she can ask her to switch schools. But mom doesn't know about the fight. The school didn't call her like they did in the other remakes. She's just like totally oblivious to all of this. She's just like, oh my god, how was school, sweetie? Was it good? Oh, you have a bruise on your cheek. How did that happen? Okay. And so Emma doesn't tell her why she's asking about switching schools. So Emma asks her to switch schools, right? But mom notices something's up with Emma, but she does not say anything. And that's the last time we see Emma's mom. We didn't need Emma's mom. More sad music. And Emma is researching schools. She just wants to switch. She wants to get the fuck out of school, right? Her school. And move. So Lupa calls the little snake. And Emma tells him that she's switching schools because she can't handle all that crap that's happening to her, right? And Luca's like, oh my god, no. Well, you shouldn't do that. Bitch, this was your fault. Luca tells her that she shouldn't give up. And Emma is like, she blows up at him. She's like, why are people always telling me, like, what to do and what I should or shouldn't do? Like, get off my back, Luca. But then Emma decides that she's not going to be a quitter, and she's like, fine, I won't switch schools. And Luca's just there with his smiles all like, don't leave, Emma. It's fine. He does not look guilty at all. So Emma approaches these girls who she thinks sent her the blank note, who she thinks are just being rude to her friends and all that, but it wasn't them. So, and then Emma finds Manon and Iman in the library and tell them about the encounter with the other girls, and like, they don't need to worry because they're not bothering us. And then Emma tells them about Daphne and about how Daphne thinks that they all hate her, which is not true. And Iman thinks something is wrong with Daphne, saying she's been off, says what happened at the meeting was so out of character. So, and then Emma finds out from Iman that it was actually Ingrid who Camille saw macking with Alex, right? Or was it Iman who saw Ingrid who was kissing? Yeah. Yeah, so Alex, he's a busy boy. Okay, so after receiving this final information from Iman, Emma confronts Ingrid and, you know, that she knows what happened. And then they have a heart-to-heart in the bathroom. Emma apologizes for what happened between them, like the friendship and all that. She wishes she could take it all back. She asks Ingrid to stop making her life miserable. And Ingrid says, d'accord. Ugh, that came out so bad. She's like, okay, and she's not going to bother her anymore. But Ingrid's like, bitch, I did not send that note with period blood. I did not do that nasty shit, okay? It's not my style, okay? And then Camille is there. She hears them talking about Alex and how Ingrid actually was the one who kissed him. And, you know, Emma gives her a stern talking to after Ingrid just bolts. And then Emma finds out from Camille that it was Luca that told Camille about the kiss. But yeah, that's the end of the episode. We haven't seen Jan in this episode, I just realized that. It's fine, we don't miss him. Thank you for listening. If you listened, I appreciate it. If you listened and listened all the way through. If you did, high five. Nice. Okay, so I hope you stay tuned for my other podcast for episode 8 and then 9, the final episode of the season. And feel free to subscribe and just stick around. Goodbye, fellas, and have a great day.